This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging because an underperforming cardiovascular system will limit the effectiveness of any other supplementation in your regimen. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our subject is a very intriguing substance. It's NT factor. You've heard me talk about it here on Intelligent Medicine. I've said that there are scientific studies that substantiate its benefits, and today we're going to take a deep dive on that subject with one of the world's experts on this. He's Dr. Garth Nicholson. He's a research advisor for NT Factor. He's also founder, president, chief scientific officer, and emeritus research professor of molecular pathology at the Institute for Molecular Medicine in Huntington Beach, California. He has an extensive background in medicine as emeritus professor at the University of Newcastle in Australia. He was also previously the David Bruton Jr. Chair in Cancer Research and professor and chairman at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Professor of Internal Medicine, Professor of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at the University of Texas Medical School in Houston. And he's published over 700 medical and scientific papers, including editing 20 books. He served on the editorial boards of 30 medical and scientific journals, and he was senior editor of 4 of these. He's won many awards, including the prestigious Burroughs Wellcome Medal of the Royal Society of Medicine. By the way, he's an honorary colonel of the U.S. Army Special Forces and an honorary U.S. Navy SEAL, in recognition of his work on armed forces and veterans' illnesses, specifically referencing his work on Gulf War syndrome, which we'll talk about in today's podcast. Dr. Nicholson, it's really a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on again.
My pleasure. Okay, well, first of all, you know, what is NT factor? Again, you know, give us a little background on the science and the rationale for this.
NT factor are really a composition or a mixture of membrane glycerol phospholipids, and these are the lipids that form the membranes around each and every cell in our body, and also the intracellular membranes inside our cells. And, you know, we have a number of compartments inside each of our cells that are important in terms of the function of the cells, and one of the most important of these compartments inside cells is called the mitochondria. And that's the little battery inside our cell, batteries, because there's several of them inside each and every cell, and they produce the energy that the cells require to survive, to be alive. You have to have functional mitochondria. And mitochondria get damaged in virtually every disease and trauma, anything from a heart attack to you name it, mitochondria get damaged, and they're particularly damaged during chronic illnesses. And they also get damaged during aging. So there are all kinds of different conditions where mitochondria are damaged. And what happens when they're damaged is they don't produce as much energy. And so consequently, this is really dramatic for our entire body, our entire systems. And so you might see this as fatigue. You might see this as a loss of energy. You might see this as various functions are not as good. You might see this as a slow loss of hearing, a slow loss of vision. All these different areas are impacted by mitochondrial function. So this is something that we have to keep up as we age, and we certainly have to repair the damage that's caused by chronic illnesses. And I think we're going to probably concentrate on on chronic illnesses today, but they're also important in acute illnesses. Now, we're right in the middle of a pandemic of COVID-19 caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And this is important as a viral infection because we know that viral infections do damage mitochondria as well. So we can get into that a little bit later.
Well, you give us a little basic physiology on this because, you know, people, you know, we talk about cell membranes, and I think some people have the idea that the cells are like little baggies, you know, that the inside is like some liquid floating around, and then there's some little organelles like the mitochondria and the nucleus floating around. But actually, our newer concepts of the cell membrane suggest that it is a lipid bilayer, which is highly permeable to certain things. It also is a means of communication with neurotransmitters, with hormones, with chemical messengers. So how does membrane deterioration gum up the works specifically, and what are the phosphoglycerol you say it, those compounds that are present in NT factor sort of fortify the membrane function?
Well, each of our cells is surrounded by a plasma membrane, and inside the cell there are intracellular membranes. There's a nuclear membrane, there are mitochondrial membranes, and there are other organelles as well that are surrounded by membranes. The matrix of the membrane is really formed by a lipid bilayer. That matrix is generally fluid in nature so that it can change very rapidly its shape and distribution and so on. And intercalated or implanted within that lipid matrix are proteins and glycoproteins that form kind of the working machinery of the membrane. These are the enzymes in the membranes. These are the receptors of the membranes. These are the channels of the membranes for ions, for example, and so on. So that's basically how a membrane is organized. And I was involved in formulating that in 1972, the fluid mosaic membrane structure, which is in the textbooks, actually, as the basic structure and organization.
It's what every med student has to memorize. You know, that's how
exactly.
We learned about it. Yep.
So I go back a long time with membranes, and so I've been interested throughout my entire career with membranes and their involvement in aging, disease, so on and so forth. Lately, we've been involved in looking at the lipids of the membrane because we know that these are very critical for the function of the membrane. And if you just look at, for example, organelle like mitochondria, which are the little batteries inside our cells, the inner membrane of the mitochondria, because it's surrounded by an outer membrane, which is basically an outer barrier, and the inner membrane, which is the function, it's the energy-producing functional part of the mitochondria, it turns out that's very sensitive to damage. And if the lipids turned out to be the most sensitive part of that membrane to damage, primarily by oxidative free radicals and other things that are produced by salts on the cell, for example, by infections that attack the cells, so on and so forth. There are a number of different ways in which this membrane, the inner membrane, can be damaged. When it is damaged, it no longer functions properly and no longer is able to produce energy. So the one thing that we know we can do to reverse that damage is to replace these lipids, which are damaged. And it turns out these are so important, these molecules, that we have a built-in mechanism to scavenge these lipids that we get from mostly from our diet. And we have transport mechanisms to bring them in our system and distribute them throughout our body, and very specific mechanisms to bring them inside the cells, store them, put them into places, shuttle them into mitochondria and other organelles so that we can repair their function and maintain their activity. We make use of that whole process when we use a supplement called anti-factor lipids, because what we do is we take unadulterated or unmodified or undamaged lipids, and we put them in the correct proportion, which is very important. The correct proportion means we have a variety of different types of lipids, and we put them, mix them in to match the composition, for example, of the mitochondria, so that we're actually giving the right molecules to the cells so they don't have to make them themselves or change them or whatever. And the important thing in this is that a lot of supplements that people take are already junk by the time they open the bottle, for example, because they're not protected. They're not protected from oxidative damage. They're not protected from heat damage and so on and so forth. But that's the difference with the NT factor lipids. They're protective molecules in there. And we make a little use of nature here, because nature has evolved with protective molecules of membranes. And one of the protective molecules that we use is called inulin. And if you've ever wondered why a forest can survive, for example, when 10 feet of snow is halfway up the tree level, how do those trees survive? Well, they survive because the inulin molecules complex with the lipids in the membrane and protect those lipids from freezing damage.
Wow.
And the same thing happens.
Yeah.
It's like antifreeze, but it also turns out to protect it from heat damage, protects it from enzymatic damage and free radical damage and a number of other types of damages that occur either during storage or during ingestion, for example, in the gut. And most of these lipids are actually absorbed in the upper intestine, the small intestines, and they're brought in mass during times where we have a lot of excess of these lipids. And so they can be taken in as tiny little lipid droplets and transferred to various mechanisms around our circulation and picked up by cells and stored inside cells or used to repair the damage within cells and the organelles and the cell membrane itself. So these are critical molecules for the viability and the function of our cells. So we have to have these molecules. We have to replace them in our diet or get them as supplements. But here's the problem. We can't supply enough of the critical molecules in our diet, so we have to supplement to really get all of these critical molecules. And this is particularly important as we age, because as we age, there's a higher level of free radical oxidants in our cells naturally, and the membranes get damaged. And so we need to replace more of these as we get older. So that's why we require these supplements as we get older. It's very, very important that we have them, particularly of the membrane lipids. It's hard to find a supplement that's really balanced in a way and protected in a way that is really can be utilized by the cells and by our systems. And so that's really the difference with the NT factor lipids.
Would it be fair to say that if we used a very, very sensitive electron microscope with high magnification, that if we looked at the mitochondrial membranes, we would see that they take on sort of a ragged appearance, and that connotes a loss of function, a loss of energy production, and we can affect some degree of repair by providing NT factor, which can then restore the membrane function?
We have actually a much more sensitive way of doing that. We use what are called redox dyes. And these redox dyes actually are given to cells, and they intercalate into the cell membrane and into the membranes of the mitochondria. And what's critical in the mitochondria is the what's called transmembrane potential of the inner mitochondrial membrane.
It's like a battery voltage.
It's like a battery. Think of it as a battery.
Yeah.
And when these membranes are damaged, they become leaky. It's just like if you strip the insulation off a battery, it discharges and it's no longer functional. The same thing happens inside our mitochondria. If we don't maintain that polarity of the inner mitochondrial membrane and maintain the transmembrane potential, it can't produce ATP or the high energy molecules important for our survival.
And so there, we'll get to, you know, clinical results, because it all sounds great, you know, hypothetically, makes a lot of sense. But, you know, we want to see where the rubber meets the road in terms of people and their clinical response to taking NT factor. But what you're saying is that in the laboratory, you can actually demonstrate changes when you put NT factor in with cell preps.
And we can do that in people as well. So that's the interesting thing about it. If you use these redox dyes, for example, you can take a blood sample from an individual and look at their white blood cells, which have mitochondria, and these redox dyes get taken up by the mitochondria. And you can actually see in a patient that has chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia syndrome or Gulf War illness that the mitochondria are not lit up around the periphery of the cell, meaning that the transmembrane potential has been lost in those mitochondria, and they're not producing ATP. We know that is the case from other studies. So we can actually show with people that this happens.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Here goes. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just 2 capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make intelligent medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Professor Garth Nicholson. Well, one of the things that you're really distinguished for is your work with Gulf War syndrome. And in fact, that's why they awarded you the rank of honorary colonel of the U.S. Army Special Forces, and you're an honorary U.S. Navy SEAL, which is quite some accomplishment, obviously in recognition of your work on behalf of some of the really sick and bedraggled veterans of that campaign. So can you describe that work? And what is this? I mean, it remains a great mystery, and it's highly controversial. You know, some people think, well, you know, these guys are just suffering from battle fatigue, but their symptoms are very physical.
They are, and they're very similar to a fatiguing illness like chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia syndrome, which is related to chronic fatigue syndrome, except there's widespread peripheral pain in these patients. So what happens, and what we found in the case of Gulf War illness, is that at least half of the patients were infected with a very unusual microorganism called a mycoplasma. And without going into detail about how they got this, we think, for example, many of them got it in the vaccines. But independent of how they got it...
And they got so many prophylactic vaccines because they were going into this foreign theater with all these weird diseases. And they, you know, it's basically, okay, line up. You know, you're going to get a shot in the butt. You know, it's the Army. Aye, aye, sir. And that was it, right?
Well, that's certainly true. And we know, by the way, from epidemiological studies that the people that were deployed too quickly to get all the vaccines didn't become sick. And there were also some people that received vaccines that weren't deployed and got sick. They didn't get sick at the same frequency as the ones that were deployed. Mm-hmm. But all this really related back to the vaccines, the military vaccines. So without going into a lot of detail, there was an infection in the vaccine. And this particular infection is an intracellular infection. So it gets inside cells and it damages the mitochondria. And when the mitochondria are damaged, then they lose function and you're very fatigued. And there's also a lot of loss of other function as well. So they had a lot of other problems from hearing, vision. They had problems, neurological problems, for example, cognition, a lot of other different symptoms.
Many had chemical sensitivity, and that's, you know, also part and parcel of their chemical exposures, lots of insecticides.
Exactly.
Lots of inhalation of, you know, from the burning oil wells over there.
And that's a very interesting aspect of that because we found, which I'll get into a little later, that the anti-factor lipids, if you use them in great excess, they tend to sop up those chemicals and slowly remove them from the body. So we're actually using the anti-factor lipids as a detox.
As a detox. Wow.
And it takes a long time, but there's actually a huge benefit because of that. Because the benefit is that you don't become so severely ill of chemical toxicity, because that really happens when you remove the chemicals too quickly. You get a severe toxic response to the chemicals. Mm-hmm. By removing them slowly, we actually avoid that. So it's really a huge benefit in terms of the slow removal and treatment of the chemical contamination. So it turns out the anti-factor lipids are good for both. They're good for both the chronic infections and they're good for the chemical contamination as well. So we found that they've been incredibly useful for treating veterans who came back with illnesses after the Gulf War. But we've actually even gone back to veterans from Vietnam who've been contaminated with Agent Orange.
Yep.
And we've been able to slowly, although the problem is much greater there because the chemicals have been in their systems for so long, but we've been able to very slowly remove Agent Orange and other chemicals from those veterans as well. So we think that this is really quite useful for a number of different purposes.
And having trained in the 80s in the Veterans Administration, I was at Manhattan Veterans Hospital, you know, this was a very sad lot of individuals. And unfortunately, they were maltreated by the Veterans Administration because, you know, they were accused of being malingerers. Nobody could put their handle on it. There wasn't a blood test that could distinctly identify those who had it. And many of them sought in vain to get treatment and compensation for their exposure to Agent Orange. Subsequently, you know, my training was actually before the Gulf War. But it was this Vietnam veterans that were 4+ sick, many of them.
And those chemicals turned out to partition deeply inside the cells, the what we call the hydrophobic regions of the cells, which are primarily the membranous structures of the cell. And those chemicals, since it got buried so deeply and tightly inside the cells, were extremely difficult to remove. And of course, they interfered with a lot of the metabolic functions of the cells because of that. And essentially, this chemical contamination remained with these veterans for decades. And we've been able to very slowly and carefully remove it from those veterans using the anti-factor lipids, pretty high doses. But and the reason you have to go to those high doses is that you slowly partition those chemicals into the anti-factor lipids, and then they're just naturally removed in the stool. So we create with a shuttle program where we put in excess anti-factor lipids, and the excess anti-factor lipids move into the cells. They're present in small little lipid droplets and so on, and those small little lipid droplets slowly partition the chemicals out of the cells, and then they're removed from the cells, and they exchange those chemicals with other anti-factor lipids that are in the circulation and the lipoproteins in the circulation, and then they're slowly deposited into the gut and into the GI system, and then they're slowly removed in the stool. So we do have a very a slow but safe mechanism now for removing those types of chemicals, and I'm very enthusiastic about using this because it's cheap, it's safe, it's incredibly safe, by the way. There's really been no incidents in our clinical trials of any adverse reactions to the anti-factor lipids, and that's important for people to know. And they're the types of lipids that are in our membranes anyway, so you wouldn't expect them to be dangerous or toxic, mm-hmm. and they're not.
But they're not synthetic substances. They're natural substances that the body
makes. No, they're not
makes.
Drugs. They're not synthetic. They're not. Mm-hmm. They're natural. They're the same types of things that are in our cells already. So that's the important thing that people need to know about it. And so these anti-factor lipids are incredibly safe for children, for example, or for very old people, elderly people as well. And, for example, we're using them in autistic children to help remove chemicals if they've been contaminated with chemicals. And so, and they have so many different uses, it's hard to keep up with it.
Well, yeah, let's talk about how we can generalize the experience of the Gulf War veterans to the general populace. What types of health problems are amenable to NT factor? Or is it, I mean, I'm perfectly healthy. I'm 67. I think for the last 20 years or so, I've taken NT factor on a daily basis. I don't go a day without it as a general preventive, because I know that as I age, my cellular membranes are going to take a beating from, you know, the aging process, from pollution. I live in the heart of Manhattan. You know, so it.
Well, we can start with aging, because sure. As you age, your membranes become damaged, and your mitochondrial function by the time you're in your 90s. Can be half of what it was when you were a person in your 20s. And so if you lose half your mitochondrial function, then you're going to slow down, you're going to fatigue easily, you're not going to have the energy, the stamina to do what you want to do. You're going to start to atrophy in terms of your body and your muscle mass, and everything is going to start to go downhill. You're going to start to lose your hearing, you're going to start to lose your vision, and all these things
are all energy dependent.
Cellular energy.
Yeah. These are all energy-dependent processes, you know, the heart, the brain, the sensory organs, the organs of elimination, et cetera, et cetera.
Everything in your body is dependent upon energy. And so as your energy goes down, then your system starts to wind down itself. So one way to at least prevent a part of that, we don't know if we can prevent all of it, but to prevent a part of it, is to maintain your mitochondrial function, to maintain your energy levels. You'll have more stamina, you will have more function, you will put off the loss of your hearing, the loss of your vision, and so on. Maybe not forever, but you can certainly, it helps put it off the natural declining of those sensory organs, which occur during aging, and they also occur during disease. So there are a number of disease processes which affect these systems as well, and we're working on one of these disease processes right now, fibromyalgia, which is a process where you have widespread peripheral pain. And what we found is that the NT factor lipids, if you give them a high enough level, they reduce that pain. They reduce the peripheral pain. They reduce the fatigue in these patients. They also improve their GI function as well and reduce GI symptoms. So we have all these positive benefits from it, in these fibromyalgia patients. And we're doing a fairly large, what's called a placebo-controlled crossover trial, where we're testing this in patients. In a high quality clinical trial, and we're seeing fantastic results. That's all I can say at the moment in these patients. And so we think that this is really very important for them in their future, is to continue to take this, not only to reduce their symptoms, but also reduce the normal processes of decline while they age. So that's very important. And again, I mentioned children. We found that autistic children have a number of these problems with mitochondrial function as well. And this helps those children, helps with their learning, helps with their asocial behavior and so on, because it tends to help repair some of the damage in their central nervous system, which is very energy dependent. As you know, the mitochondria are very important in our central nervous system, because you use 10 to 20 times as much energy to keep your central nervous system firing as you do in your body as a whole. So that's extremely important, and that's why we've seen people that take NT factor lipids, they have less brain fog, they're able to have better cognition, they're able to maintain their brain function better because they can keep those high energy systems and the nerves going at a much higher rate and a much higher state than what might occur naturally during aging or during the disease process.
I want to pause at this point because we divide our podcast into two parts. But I also want to acknowledge that there's a new website. I want to call your attention to it because it's newly designed. It's very user-friendly. It's ntfactor.com. And there you can find lots more information on NT Factor. Also, you can see the full range of NT Factor products that are available. And in part two, I want to focus a little bit more on the research, because there's actually a lot of studies. You are the author of over 700 medical and scientific papers, not all of which have to do with NT Factor, but you've done several. And I want to do a deep dive in part two on these studies and their implications, and also talk a little bit about, you know, some of the options for people taking NT factor. Is it one size fits all, or are there, you know, different doses or forms of NT factor that are more appropriate to certain conditions? We're talking to an expert on the subject, Professor Garth Nicholson. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.